5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm going to make a gum, and it's called Cubby Gushy Cubby Gum.
There you go.
I'm going to get a Cubby Gushy.
Do you still chew gum?
Gum. Like just like mint or?
I feel like I've been more like Listerine strips and mints lately. I have not had like gum.
I've been chewing a little bit more gum lately because of the vape.
Okay, yeah.
Just keep my mouth occupied. But I feel that my jaw does not like it. Like I feel like my jaw is going, like will get worse if I just keep like.
Because you have a bad jaw.
Yeah, I have a really bad jaw.
You have a snatch jawline, but a bad jaw.
Bad jaw. I go to this place where I get like fascia, and they also do like a face, like kind of like
gua sha.
No, not gua sha. It's more of like a
facial massage.
It's for like you pretty much. You know, if you have like a
you're
bad jaw, like,
your lymph nodes?
You're either getting like a TMJ, you'll get a shot like Botox in your TMJ to help it, but you can also get like a thing where it's some sort of like massage in your jaw to it's
alleviate like physical therapy. Tension.
It's like physical therapy for your jaw if you have like TMJ.
Oh,
and the girl that does it, she was like, she's not good at it. Like her boss is more for it, but she was looking at my jaw and she like put her finger over here. She's like, and then she told me to like open and close. And it was like the loudest sound ever. And she was like, I have never heard it this bad in my entire life. And I've heard some really, really bad ones. She's like, you need to get that like checked out as soon as possible. I was like, I've been told this for so long, but.
Do you think this happened out of just like. Just your genetics, and this is just the way you are. Is that your jaw's like that?
I was born with a bad jaw, and I was also born with an underbite. I had a really bad underbite when I was a kid. Like my bottom teeth, like I was like I never knew that. My chin was like all the way up here, so I had to wear
wear your head brace.
I had to wear like a head brace, to bring my front teeth forward.
Okay,
which sounds so bad. Like I feel like it's just. There's so much room for later in life, just problems, which is why
I understand how orthodontists know how to move that tooth around, get it at the right angle, make all of it just work.
Exactly.
I don't understand it.
Watching those timeline videos of braces, where they do an update picture like every week, every month, and then it's just like it shows how one tooth can go from literally in the center roof of your mouth to be pulled all the way out and
how?
Then like put into place. I don't get it.
But over time, right? Or like in the
It'll be like over the course of like a year. But watch it. They'll do like a picture update, and you can just like follow the timeline. Like,
it's incredible.
Are people that have like those metal like braces like right on their teeth? That's more for straightening out your teeth, right?
That's moving. So like they're pulling teeth, getting them out of the way. They're straightening them. Like that's to get it to like.
Just to straighten it.
To be, line, Perfect.
God, because I've always, like, when I had the headgear, I was like, I want braces instead of this. And they're like, you don't need braces. But I'm like, why do I, how do I not need braces if I'm wearing this fucking head brace?
They're adjusting your skull.
Yeah, my whole fucking jaw.
You know what? This is a little dark, and sorry if you're sensitive to teeth. This might gross you out. But I saw an image of, like a baby's skull.
Okay.
And you know, like, your adult teeth are right above your baby teeth.
Okay.
Like, all the teeth are, like, there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're
it's not like in my brain I was like, oh, the teeth grow like plants. They come out of nowhere. Oh, wait, in
I
the
thought
gum.
They I thought the, because
the adult
bones
teeth
they're up there.
Are above the baby teeth and they push the baby teeth out. But if you look at like a baby skull, that's what it looks like.
Oh,
oh!
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that.
And I think I that may be a really, or no, that really is kind of how it is.
Oh, I can't.
It's like four layers of teeth because you have the baby teeth, top, bottom, and then the adult teeth, top, bottom.
I thought because teeth or bones, they grow. I thought like.
Right. I thought it was like a dead skin cell thing, like nails, like it's, but no, they're ready to go already in the skull when the baby is born.
Why everything else makes sense except for that.
And what do they say? They say the baby's eyes, your eye never changes size. So yeah. When you're born, your eyes are exactly how they will be.
I just don't believe.
That's weird? Well, that's true, Zane.
No, I still don't believe it. Like, I'm looking at Heath's eyes right now. You take that and put it on, in a baby, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on with
but
their
that's
eyes?
Why, that's the most adorable part about the baby.
Big
is
eyes.
Like, oh my gosh, their eyes. It's what makes them feel so human. Can you imagine though, babies with tiny eyes?
Big.
There would be like, I don't know.
It baby's look, eyes are
oh, it's
tiny.
Like a little blue ball, like a little blueberry, just kind of like.
Yeah, it would. I think babies would look really weird if their eyes were small and had to grow. I think that's what makes them adorable. Is like, it's the most human thing. If they had a full set of teeth, that'd freak me out. David Alvarez posted on his Instagram story, and I don't know whose baby it was. It was like their niece or somebody.
Okay.
And he like, but he photoshopped, it was like a joke that he put the teeth on the baby. Uh-huh. I thought it was real. Like, I'm like, please tell me, like, that is not how that baby looks. And he goes, no, dude.
Has there ever been a case where a baby grew and like the teeth were just a little too adult?
I'm sure. Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's, you want to get into the intro? Yeah, let's get into the intro.
Let's do it. You ready, baby?
Yeah.
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go. Welcome back to Zane and Heath, baby. Good morning. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday and Tuesday. I'm your host, Zane.
The best day in the entire world.
You deserve it. You deserve a good day.
Introduce yourselves.
If it's not your best day, make it your best day. I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And this is Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Thank you so much
no
for
Mariah
coming
today.
Back. No Mariah.
Mariah. We're leaving tonight, so she's got a... We got a lot of pack. We got to deal with Dean.
Some household management.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of moving parts today that we're trying to get tackled. So she wasn't able to make it.
Our favorite zero sugar energy drink accelerator has a sale for you, and you still have one day to get over to Amazon. Enter code $4 off for $4 off any of their amazing flavors like Rocket Pop, Cherry Ice Pop, or my personal favorite, Orange Ice Pop. A whole lot of flavor and the right amount of 100% natural caffeine to keep you energized for your day, baby. Heath, let the people know why you love Accelerator.
You already know how much I love Accelerator. Honestly, I've been a fan from day one, and I genuinely love all of their flavors, but one of my favorite things is that it has zero sugar, zero chemical preservatives, zero carbs, zero artificial flavors, and now I can get it for $4 off on Amazon right now, baby. You gotta go stock up right now, and my favorite flavor is Orange Ice Pop like Zane's. Make sure to check it out. Click the link in our description below.
Thank you, Accelerator, for sponsoring today's episode. Make sure to get yourselves a pack of Accelerator. Again, it's $4 off your purchase. It's such a good deal, and they honestly have the best energy drinks. Thank you, Accelerator. We love you. You're going to Tennessee today, looking at a house. You've been doing that a few times.
Yeah, this is our second time flying out now. We went to see one about 2 weeks ago, I think. We flew out. It was a beautiful home, but there's a lot you don't get to see from the listing about like the area and, you know, way a driveway turns out and things like that. So the last house that we saw was really, really pretty, but it had a weird driveway situation.
Couldn't even see from the street view probably.
Right.
Can you explain to the people like what about it? Like,
so first of all, it was a really steep private driveway. And we knew that going into it. And I was like, okay, like, you're not going to be able to walk out your front door and, like, walk the neighborhood. And I was like, might not be horrible. But come to find out, it wasn't really a private driveway. You share, like, this driveway's on your property, but five other homes cut through your property.
Like,
on
right
that,
up.
And yeah. then go into there. So it's kind of like they're driving through your
area,
like your you don't space, get, your area. Yeah. You know? Like, and that's mine, you know? And we just didn't really like that, especially because it was super narrow. So if you were coming home from work or coming down, like, and somebody else was coming up, you would have a awkward standoff. And
oh,
I was like,
you know what? When you were telling really me this, Heath, I was thinking of it as a, like, a big open, like, open area, and the driveway starts and then it kind of, like, branches into different houses. But this one, is it kind of like what you see in the hills sometimes, where you turn yes. a street
yeah.
and you're either turning into this property, or this property, but they all share, like, that same
one long, really, but longer.
Yeah. Where you have to pretty much wait for
it's
all.
It's like a one way kind of
yeah.
thing.
Okay. So I've seen those properties before, and that's super annoying. Yeah.
It seems like something that you don't really think about how annoying it could be before moving. And then, like, a year into it, you're like, this is getting really old.
In my future home, I want it to be flat. The minute I'm turning it into my house, like, my street, and we're going up a hill, done. I don't want to live here. This house is bad. I need to find something.
Yeah.
There's something, like, I hate the hills, like, in LA.
Oh.
Like, anywhere where you have to go up, I'm just like, why would you want to live there? I get the view. Sure, the view is beautiful, but it's not worth it.
You can't even entertain if you live in the hills.
It's
like,
not worth it.
If you're
it at
coming
all.
Over, even if it's just to visit and it's another couple, Uber.
Parking.
Like,
parking's
you can't.
Tough.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to park.
It's just, to me, it, like, it never ever meets like the having a view.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. I'd rather be in the flat and have a fucking wall as my backyard. Rather live there than to see the city. I don't even want to see the city. I don't want to see it.
You can't,
the fucking
you
smog.
Can't use a view.
Right.
Yeah.
But I could use a flat yard and host and have people and, like, entertain and do stuff like that.
You know,
which sometimes people, though, think a view inspires them. Like,
it does.
It's good for their mind.
Nice.
Like, if they're a writer, if they're, like, a creative person, it allows them to look out.
I see it as more they're fucking big-headed. They're like, look at me at the top, like King's Landing, Cersei.
Looking at the
peasants. Like, oh, look at me, the highest in the city.
You walk out
that's
every
how,
morning.
Exactly. I think that's, there's a big-headed ego thing about looking at everybody on the bottom. Looking
that's
at,
right.
or when, like, when the big fucking tsunami hits, you're like, I'm the last one to go. I'm the highest up.
Yeah, you got to do a bit of detective work every time
yeah.
you find a property that you think you like, especially if you can't even go drive and see it. You got to check. Like, there was a house Patricia and I were looking at on Zillow that was out in Nashville, and I'm like, why? And then I was on Street View. I'm like, wait, where's the house? The house was, like, nestled in between two houses where you would have to park and then walk down a sidewalk to get to the house. And I think it was kind of one of those elderly gated community neighborhoods. Uh-huh. And I realized, oh, this is what this thing is. But it's, like, so strange why they would build it like that.
It happens a lot where, like, there would be, like, if the lot was bigger and there's two homes here, they'll cut, like, a driveway through and then, like, you'll get behind. So you don't have, like, front, like, sidewalk access, but you're, like, property is set back.
Yeah.
And those pictures, they'll make the property look fucking beautiful. And there's one thing, the worst thing in the world, they just do not put in the pictures. You show up, house is beautiful, but to get to the house is a 100-foot staircase. We have to walk up sideways.
Yeah, granny ain't making it to Christmas, y'all. Yeah. You gotta go down to the driveway to get to exchange gifts.
House, once you get through the front door, beautiful. Yeah.
You pull up with groceries, you're tying a rope around the groceries, like,
I brought Game of Thrones in it again. You know the area where the queen lives, where it's, like, on top of a fucking cliff where it's nothing around. It's like, it's on what do you even call that?
Like a turret,
top of a cliff, but there's nothing surrounding it. Like, it's only
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Like just at the peak of a, like a mountain?
Yeah, the peak of a mountain where it's like beautiful property, but you go outside, it's just,
yeah, like, there's no, make me a slide.
Like a fucking moat. It's a moat. You look, it's a moat surrounding it. Nobody can park there. You have to fucking take a ferry to your house.
Oh, and I hate it when you're looking at properties and you're like, damn, look at this house. It is gorgeous. Price, not bad. And then you realize, oh shit, this is a duplex.
Or it's like luxury duplexes.
Like, I understand, like, duplexes for just, like, you know, a normal affordable home, but it's crazy you get luxury, like, you get up to these higher listings, and you're like, I still gotta share a wall with somebody?
Matt, yeah. They try to get really sneaky with it, too, where they make those two front doors real close to each other.
Oh.
So it looks like one, it'll be a double door, but then there's a divider in between, so it's like,
and that photographer is like, moves it just to the left.
They're going to start making them photos vertical for iPhones so they can hide more.
They know what they're doing.
They do. They do.
But the house we're going to see is a flat lot, no hill, normal neighborhood. So we're excited about this one. Fingers crossed.
Well, best of luck.
Keep you guys tuned.
Yeah.
Keep you posted.
We've been telling him not to talk about it too much because to not jinx it. So, like, yeah. That's why we're talking about too. The first house because.
Yep.
It's already long gone, you know?
We're putting it up.
Best of vibes.
We're just hoping for the best. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
How was y'all's weekend?
Good. My mom's still in town. She this is her now third week. I think we might hit a month.
Is she gonna start paying rent?
Like normally it would be like that, but I think I never see my mom.
Yeah.
And every time we see each other, it's only for a week. And she's retired now. She has no, like, commitments at home for now. So I was just like, just stay, honestly, like, as long as you'd like.
For some reason.
Todd and Danielle are fine with it, too. She's, like, helping around the house. She's cooking and stuff. So, like, you know, it works.
I thought for some reason you said she was going to be staying 2 months anyways. That's why I was like, oh, she's on track.
No, not 2 months. I actually, like, I wouldn't do that to Todd and Danielle because, like, they pay rent here. And I feel like you have to, like, really be on the same page with everybody if you have somebody come for 2 months like that. Anybody, like a friend. If you guys have roommates and you're like, you could stay with me for 2 months, do not do it unless you have to ask your roommates.
Yeah.
Like, but even if they said it's okay, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have my mom stay here for 2 months. Or like I'd be like, okay, only 50% for your rent. Like, or something. You have to like give back.
What do you think's the turning point of like when people overstay start to notice their- like they're like, they're kind of here for
it all
a while.
Depends on what they told you first, right? If they're like, hey, they're staying here for a week and it's about to hit 2 weeks, you're like, it wasn't your mom supposed to like only I immediately call it out if
yeah
that
like
happens
when
to
after
me.
A week and a half
okay
yeah. A week I'd be like, maybe I didn't get the full story of how long they were staying. A week and a half I go, okay,
yeah.
How long when are you going back?
Like when we had one friend, it was supposed to be for a few days, and then Zane and I were like, okay.
How long did it turn into?
It was a long time.
I think it turned into 6 months.
But we were
it did stay. It was a long time.
There's
I couldn't even crash on the couch anymore because somebody was occupying it.
It was, and you know, we felt bad. We didn't want to say anything, but it almost like, obviously they're there for a reason. Wait, there's been a few people.
There was two,
but as soon as you said that, I was thinking about the first apartment.
Yes, it was at the first apartment, but
lasted a long time.
We had two people that stayed at that one.
Yeah.
The one stayed for a lot longer than the other.
Yeah. The other one was really cool because like this person was actually helping out. Like they were cooking, helping clean. So that one I was okay with.
But the other one, though, he would order pizzas and he would bar out every single. Yo, we had to, Matt, we threw the couch away because it was so
sunk. A permanent dent.
Because they were in it. Dude, 24 in. Hours a day.
I love, but you know, I love this person. The first one was so fucking funny.
We would walk by and he'd be cracking jokes from the couch and we'd be like,
the pro was just hilarious. They were entertaining.
There was some value.
Though, I think the worst thing this person did was remember the. This is something I would have done. I feel like at the time, this person like made something in this dish and didn't wash it.
I didn't know you remembered this. Didn't wash it for so long
where he was just like, toss the whole dish away. It was
a casserole. It was my glass casserole dish.
It was a casserole dish, and it wasn't. You didn't wash for so long. Just toss it out in the garbage, and then he looked in the trash and
it's like. This is my dish. Yes. This is my Le Creuset.
I remember him specifically going, bro, that was my casserole dish. Like, it was just such a funny.
Like, dude, it's been sitting in there for, it's like, it like ruined the dish. I'm like, dude, it's glass. Wash it out.
Wash it out. Dude, you don't live here.
He didn't want to wash it.
It was the one thing you could have done.
That's how crazy it was. Cook in there?
Bro, it was some nasty casserole dish that we had like.
He was trying to meal prep something.
There was a bunch of cheese that got like crusted to the side with like chicken. And I don't know.
It was that type of like hamburger helper type shit where you just like make a big pile of it. It's like cheese, meat.
Just one pan.
It was the one time he didn't order a pizza too, and like he thought he was doing something.
He's like, you know, I'll cook something.
I will say he put me onto buffalo chicken pizza though because.
Oh, I love me some buffalo chicken.
He was like,
pizza.
"You got to try this."
Yeah, he put us on drugs too. He was, you know, he was a great role model. He really was.
Yeah. He'd be like, "Yo, here, eat this before you take the pizza."
or eat this before you start the pizza.
It was crazy, man. What a time!
And boy, he ate a lot for the amount of drugs he was.
Yup.
Uh-huh. That's what it does.
Normally you are getting thin. Uh-huh. And he was.
Uh-huh. Imagine if he wasn't.
Like I have never like snorted something all day and then ate a big pizza. It just doesn't correlate.
Imagine how big that appetite would have been. It kind of balanced out.
Yeah, I do. I miss him so much though.
He was one of the funniest people.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good times, though. Good times.
But you know, RIP.
They're dead.
No, they're not.
I was like, did I miss something? Mercy.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The weekend was good. I think we just kind of chilled in.
Speaking of the weekend, have you seen his new show? That's out?
Shut up.
No.
Is it a show or a movie? It's with Jenna Ortega.
I don't know. You haven't seen like clips of him?
Oh, I saw one clip and I just saw somebody making fun of his teeth. Oh, and that was the only thing. Is that the show?
Yeah, he's like yelling at Jenna Ortega and he's like, shut up. Shut up.
And somebody said, damn, how is she outperforming him right now? And she's not saying a word. I love always bringing him up, though. Honestly, because of that whole situation we had with him at Delilah, it's just funny to always bring him up in some way.
Maybe acting is just not his calling. Yeah, he makes incredible music.
Exactly, but he did that whole show. What the Idol? I've never seen it, but
oh, dude, it was bad.
Oh, it was bad. Oh, so
but I couldn't.
Who's
I don't
telling
think
him to keep?
He was that good. The whole show was just cringe. It just missed.
Oh, okay. So who's telling him? His team.
I think he's telling his management, "I want to act."
Yeah.
And I get it. Being an actor is fucking cool. It looks really cool having them fan edits. I'm sure
it looks cool when you're good. When you're not good, it is not.
Bad.
It doesn't look. I don't know. I feel like acting is one thing that people are self-aware about. Like, if you are a bad actor and you watch a video of yourself back, you can tell that you're a bad actor.
Yeah.
Singing, I feel like singing, sometimes people are like, come on, it's good. I sound good on this.
No, you know what singing
acting,
is?
You can't be like, that's good.
Singing is, I feel like, all based on
it's
like
all
opinion.
It's all personal preference.
Personal preference.
Acting,
yeah.
There is no good acting where it's personal preference. You're like, that guy can act.
Acting is not a personal preference.
That guy made me believe that he was going through this.
Yes, exactly. But when I saw that scene, I was like, this is how I act.
No, stop.
I swear. Shut up. Like, you're a bad acting is like clear. Like, I'm a bad actor. So. Shut up.
That's where celebs are like, he's already famous. Nobody behind the camera would be like, cut. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
We're not buying that. Because he already is like famous and successful, I feel like people are like, yeah, good job.
You don't think there's someone there that's like, no, I care about this project. Like, we need to fucking redo this.
No, because he has such success already that they would feel uncomfortable.
I think that was someone who was a little too shy to vocalize that they didn't like that delivery.
I feel like if this came out, then The Weeknd would have been like, y'all, why didn't y'all fucking tell me to re-record that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he could use that against them. Like, no, a terrible director would have told me to redo that.
Good point.
Right?
And it's not like looking at it, it's not like the most horrible acting. Like, we're obviously making it.
It's an off delivery.
It's
Harry Styles in that one movie with Florence Pugh where he's just like, he's like yelling at her, and he's just like,
"What? Oh, is that like a bad delivery?"
What was the name of that movie with Florence Pugh, and they were living in that fantasy world?
Yeah, Darling.
Darling. Don't worry, Darling.
Don't worry, Darling.
Harry Styles had some rough spots in that.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He wasn't terrible, but he had some bad little cringe moments like that.
Where things are a little bit too much for the moment.
Yeah.
Where you're like, they're clearly acting.
They are wanting to ACT.
Yeah.
But like, if you took that clip outside of the context and you only saw that, you would be like, wow, this guy's. It would look good outside of the scope of the whole thing.
And also, he's in front of Jenna Ortega, who is an incredible actress.
True.
So I think that's also like, if this was just a really low scale show and he was in it, and then they'd be like, oh, okay, it's not like terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Put him on stage.
Mm. Phenomenal.
Amazing.
I haven't listened to his new album that much, but Don FM. Phenomenal album.
Like, he should be doing musicals.
Yeah.
Oh my.
They could make a Weeknd musical for sure.
Yeah.
I'm
such an idiot. This was just like a few months ago. I was listening to my friend had like Tory Lanez playing one of his like recent albums, and like he was on like the fourth or fifth song. I'm like, damn, this is fucking amazing. Is this like The Weeknd's new album or something? I thought like I thought it was The Weeknd the entire time. But it wasn't. It was Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez sings?
Tory Lanez? Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Tori Kelly. Sun is out and I'm feeling okay. I hope you have a really good... Sorry. In my brain, I'm like, what is he talking about?
Go look up Tory Lanez. Is like, it's very like 80s, like kind of...
Synthy vibes.
Yeah. Listen to it. And I swear, I didn't know, like, I didn't even know who Tory Lanez was, but like my friend was playing and I thought it was The Weeknd. But I think it was just the style that like I felt
he's
like
got a couple
I was listening
big songs.
To The Weeknd. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's good. How was your brother's wedding?
Oh, it was lovely. It was awesome. Did we explain how there was that whole situation that happened to them 90 days ago?
With the venue that fell through because they sold the furniture.
Yes.
They got the new spot booked.
They got a new spot booked. And you would love this place.
I know.
You and
when we pulled up the pictures, it looked stunning.
Garibaldina Society, Italian Cultural Center.
Yep.
It's a very like dated 60s ballroom, but it totally leans into the bit and the vibe. It was perfect. The back room there is like an indoor bocce ball court.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And they have like events on like Fridays and Saturday
Italian
nights.
Italian people love their bocce.
Oh, like, that they is... do. We went there for like the rehearsal, and yep. they were like, you know, these old guys in the back, like, where's the victim? You still got time, kid. You still got time.
They love their ballrooms, huh? They Italians.
They do a banquet hall or something like this banquet for hall, everything. Yeah. It's like the communion, the wet, like it's just every single occasion.
It's the same like vibe as like our Armenians. They love their fucking banquet halls. They love their community, ballrooms,
their pride, their culture. They want to celebrate. It's the oldest one in all of LA.
They just want to celebrate.
Exactly.
Get everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding was a hit. Rehearsal dinner was a hit. What else? Yeah. Oh, it was so nice, though, just getting that speech done. You know,
How did it go? Like, after you finished it, did you feel like you executed it?
Yeah, I felt like I executed it pretty well. I was the last one, and it was like an hour of speeches. Yeah. There was multiple people giving speeches and stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, so that's not terrible. It's not like it was all...
I wanted to get it done. But, and everyone else's speeches, I'm just smiling and laughing, but not listening to a thing.
Because you're thinking about yours.
And then you have jokes and you have these things you want to talk about, but then people kind of beat you to those things as well. And you're like,
oh,
well, I kind of had a bit about the person. And so there were like two things I scrapped last minute.
Yeah.
And also everyone was like doing their speeches like on a mic stand.
Uh-huh.
I took it off. Like took the mic off the stand and like walked around. And it was because some people were seated like behind them. So I made sure I walked around and like I kind of made it just a whole theater in the
He's up on the tables. He's like,
Yes. I mean,
taking different
like okay.
But it was so great getting that done with. And it was a lovely ceremony. I'm not getting choked.
Oh, I thought you were about to start crying.
I had something in my throat. And they had their getaway car. Fun fact.
What the hell?
Getaway car. Rolls
Royce. I think from vintage? Yes. 60s, 70s, nice. European style where the driver was on the other side.
Yeah.
And fun fact, their car that they rented out was in the 1975's music video, Girls.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing!
They found that out like after they drove away in it or whatever.
Oh,
they
damn were looking it. At the Instagram. Oh, but that night they found out?
Yes, and my brother, I think, messaged me about it like when they had gotten back and relaxed in their room and stuff. But
that's sick.
It was
cool.
In the
19- That's amazing.
But it was really, really lovely wedding. And it's so fun when like you have... It's also a lot to like... entertain people on your wedding because you have so many different people from all different chapters of your life. And it was lovely. We had a good time. What else?
Did you feel like you had to, did you like know every person that was there?
No, not everybody.
Yeah.
Not everybody. It was 125 people. So.
It's a good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I knew most. I would say I knew about 65% of the
people. Oh, that's good. Okay. We went to a wedding. We went to JC and Chelsea's wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's whose wedding it was.
Yeah. It was really cute. It was really, really cute.
So it was at a place called Rancho Los Lomos.
Okay.
Something like that. Beautiful. Down like OC area. Just the whole venue, just the setup, like the different levels and areas, and it was just like this beautiful, like Spanish Mediterranean, like estate, like unbelievable, super, super pretty.
How big was their wedding?
It seemed like 150 people.
Okay, great.
I think that's what it seemed like, but it could have been a lot less. I'm not good at reading a room.
Was Kian like best man or anything?
I believe he was. Two.
It was Kian, and then also his other friend. He's been best friends with since sixth grade.
Oh, great.
So they both did speeches. They were both really, really good. Kian lost it. He was bawling his eyes out.
Aw. It's crazy.
It's what I pictured if Zane was to give a speech at my wedding. Like, we didn't do speeches, but it was the same type of feel that it would. Like, it was just that. So I just saw that in them, obviously, because they've been a duo for so long. So that was really, really cute to see. And it was cool because they started out with like live music during like the whole food and everything. And like, I was like, oh damn, like the live band was amazing. And then once like the food was done, speeches were done, it turned into a DJ. And then the DJ was like right there, like right on the side of the dance floor. Like, it was just a really, really pretty layout. Food was banging, like super sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And now Remy's next.
Remy's next.
Crazy, right?
She, It's going to be a... do you know how many people are supposed to be at her wedding?
Remy's is going to be around probably the same, like 150, I think she said.
What was your number?
We ended up around 300.
Oh, wow. And that's like really big. Like
it's a bigger wedding, yeah. Matt's was 400. Ours was like 300. But it all depends too, because like sometimes you could do like a big wedding at a big venue like Matt's. Like Matt's didn't feel packed because it was such a big space.
Yeah.
It all depends on the venue. Yeah. Right. It depends on the bride and groom, but who they want there and how they want to mentally manage that day.
Yeah.
It's all personal preference, but I'm excited for Remy and Alicia's.
It's going to be Remy and Alicia.
Oh my gosh, Remy and Cal.
Remy, what'd you say? Sorry, Remy
and Alicia's wedding. I always have them like paired in my mind.
It's gonna be really pretty.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Every time my mom comes into town, in my head, it used to be a thing where I'd be like, oh, mom, let's see what celebrities you get to run into like this trip. But it used to happen a lot back then because we'd go to the Grove. We'd go to like all these like different areas where you'd see them everywhere. So it's been like because my mom loves like just seeing like catching a celebrity whenever she's here. But we went to this like chain event that I had to go to, and it was for like Jack in the Box. And I was like, hey, mom, you want to go to this thing? It's, you know, it's going to be like chill, whatever. She's like, yeah, sure. We get there and, we're there and John Legend and Chrissy Deegan come in. I'm like, oh, mom, look who it is. She's like, oh my God. Like she was so fucking starstruck. And they're just so fucking starstruck. And we were standing in a certain area and John Legend needed to like pass my mom. And he to get through, it was a really tight space. He like grabs my mom like this and just like push past her. She goes, oh my God. She goes, oh my God, John Legend just grabbed me.
But I'm never going to wash these shoulders again.
Arches back into it. Like,
she's like, oh my God. And she's like, oh yeah, John Legend is much shorter in person.
They are a little tinier in person.
I think most celebrities are shorter in person.
Yes. You look so larger, oh wow. They look so larger than life when you see them.
Yeah. On camera.
I was at a chain event when I met them. Well, Chrissy Teigen came up to me and she like gave me a hug. She's like, so good to see you. I never met her. But I was like, absolutely so great to see you. Like, hey, friend. Never met. She's so nice.
Yeah, I feel like she's like really into like social media too. I feel like she's just constantly watching.
My friend also like works for her. So, and like I'm in their content and I feel like she just thought maybe.
Got it. She
I was flattered.
What was she before? What did she get
she
big
was a
from?
Model.
Oh, she was a model before John Legend.
Sports Illustrated model, I think.
Oh, okay. I in my head, I was like, oh, I thought she got big from being John Legend's wife. Honestly, like, I wasn't.
Why do I think her parents are somebody, but not like mega famous, but.
But just like a model.
Yeah. They're incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear about the inmates that escaped in New Orleans? New Orleans.
Oh yeah, it was like 10 guys.
10 inmates escaped.
Just running in a line, like it looked like through the front door. It was crazy.
So this is like what has gone down. There is now an ongoing manhunt of these inmates. Right now, there are 3 left. 7 have been
they found 7 of them?
7 of them. They have been doing a full on investigation finding these guys.
So are they all, were they all sticking with each other? Like when they escaped, they're all like
good question.
Split up.
I don't know if they were already in the same cell, but the security officer, correctional officer,
yeah,
now has been arrested because they believe that he helped them escape. But he's arguing that no, they threatened him, saying that they were going to shank him and unless they didn't help him. So what they, the way they escaped in their cell, they have a sink and toilet like joint combo thing.
Yeah.
One of those steel ones that's up against the wall. The security officer apparently turned off the water for them. So they were able to unhinge and jimmy out and rip off the toilet thing,
okay,
which then it was opened up to basically these bars. They were able to escape. They also wrote above the brick underneath the area where they escaped, they wrote "too easy"
with one O.
Too easy.
Oh my god!
And they went through that. All 10 of them. One of them who is still on the run, Mr. Derek, has killed somebody. He is in jail for murder.
Oh god, I thought like he escaped and then killed someone already. I'm like, damn, you could have like behaved,
yeah,
at least for fucking a week.
And I don't know, and now this, I don't know if the 7 other guys that have been captured already, if any of them were murderers or anything like that.
But so
that's the whole thing. If you're a security officer, what is the incentive then to...
There's no incentive.
So that's why I'm like, then he should have just reported that these guys are threatening me. Can you help me out here? I need some backup. Or did he
have some
buddies and was like, yeah, I'll let you guys out?
The risk is way too high. Or this, maybe this guard thought he was not getting paid well enough. He's going to quit anyway. So he's just like, fuck it. I'm going to cost some... Cause some shit.
If like 10 of them came up to you and it's like, it's your life, or open the door.
I'm opening the door.
I'm not putting, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I can't. I'm not going to.
And where's the damn water valve? So was he like, I'll be right back then.
Yeah.
And then has to go down to the boiler room to turn off the water. You have all that time to report it.
It doesn't make sense.
The water's out. You know, they're like, yeah. And then it's like, okay, hold on.
Aren't there cameras everywhere? Can't they like.
And then I know there's it's still an ongoing investigation. And also, what is then the promise? Like, hey man, if you let me out, I'll get you $1 million. I promise.
Yeah. Dude,
I know a guy who knows a guy, and trust me, you'll get
Matt,
I'll take care of you.
It's really funny you said that, because my brother tells me he gets offers all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like, I hear it all day. They'll be like, yo, I'll give you $1 million if you do this for me. And my brother's like, what are you talking about? Like, he just knows that they just say stuff all day long, and he just like blocks it out. But he's like, dude, the stuff that they tell me that they'll give me is out of
like once they're out.
Yeah, he's like, one dude came up to me, he's like, dude, I got a purple Lamborghini.
I
got a purple Lamborghini, it's got your name on it. My brother's like, okay. And then he's like, I'm telling you right now, I will give you this purple Lamborghini. It's at the house. You can go look at it. You can go look at it. If you let me out, I'll give you my purple Lamborghini. And my brother's like, okay, you got it. Yep. And then walks away. He's like, dude, they tell me the craziest stuff all the time.
And then the security officer was that gullible where he goes, you know what? Sure. I'll let them out. So we don't know the full thing. It's crazy, though. They get out. They're able to scale the prison wall.
So they went down, right? Where it looked like they were
over
like
a gate, and then they go across a highway, and then we're on the loose. And they were able to find all the other 7 guys. One of them, they were able to identify. They went down to Bourbon Street, and they had facial recognition software that was able to like detect and see the kid and was like, all right, he's on Bourbon Street.
Wow. So, I did not know they had that shit.
I guess now, I don't know if it's after that terrible accident that happened on Bourbon Street that they are now putting that facial recognition software, especially with also that kid going missing in Nashville or that sad story. Those areas now have that, but it was incredible. I saw the video of like them detecting it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, now it's up to them to find the 3. Who knows? They'll maybe be found out.
Speaking of crimes, they they put out like an update on the what's his name? The guy who killed like the call students, the four call students.
Oh, Brian Koberger.
Brian Koberger.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they destroyed the house.
Yeah, they tore it down.
Why did they do that?
Because they didn't want it to be like a place for people to like gather, break in.
So, no, because
it's so sad. They got right.
Were
a lot
they
of people,
able to like?
They said that they had done all of the evidence, gathered every little bit of things they needed from it, and then tore it down.
And then tore it down.
And they have all the 3D renderings of it, so they're able to digitally go through and know the layout of the house. They just think it doesn't like boost morale on a college campus to have something so horrific to still be standing there. Yeah. I'm very conflicted about, like, should it have been torn down? Should it have been kept? Can they just build a big wall around it?
Yeah.
Like, that you can't go through?
At Jordan's college, there was a murder that had happened, and they renamed the building the next day, rebranded the complex that it had happened at. So if you were to Google it, like, that place is, like, gone. They didn't want any affiliation to the previous name anymore of like what the place was called that it happened at. So it's like erase the history,
rearrange the numbers.
They change it quick, huh?
Literally the next week, like complete new name, different look, get rid of the past so nobody can even bring it up.
It's only because of money too, because they don't want people looking it up, and they're like, oh, I don't want my kid getting murdered here, or I don't want to die in this college. So they have
it just
to.
It affects value, all of it.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's so sad. I really hope that it's brought to justice, the Idaho murders, though.
Yeah, I also saw while I was watching the date, it was the Dateline show, because they put out updates that there could have been like someone else with him.
There's
like,
been talks about that, but the one thing linking him to it is his DNA is on the knife.
Yeah,
sheet.
On the thing, yeah.
So it adds up. In his same car, and he's leaving town, and he has his whole criminal history stuff. There's a lot to that.
Yeah,
that
I'm like they're saying it was like bad, wrong place, wrong time, because he does drive around a lot. I'm like, bro, you're not driving around at 3 a.m. like that, just around that fucking house.
Yeah,
like circling it, and then like if you actually didn't do it, and at the same time you were just circling around the house, that is just the worst fucking coincidence.
And they said he had bushy eyebrows, like with his ski mask. He has the bushiest eyebrows, caterpillars.
Yeah. It's, and just the shit he was Googling around the time, there's like no excuse for that.
Right. We'll see.
And he looks like a murderer. He does.
Also, another like tragic thing. Did you see the Mexican naval ship?
Yes.
Crash into the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh.
That was insane.
Well, when I first saw it on my feed, it was a faraway video, and it looks like the sailboat is purposely trying to go under, and it didn't clear.
I was just telling Heath that it looked like, I thought it was mannequins. I wasn't like aware that it was.
And then I realized it was people.
Yeah.
And then I realized, what happened in the situation is that the boat motor power, that went out on the boat, that caused it to then go backwards and drift into the bridge. It was supposed to be heading the other direction. And all those people were on the masts.
And why, in that moment, why were they still standing like stiff? Like
it was still like a performative thing. That's how they.
That's
like,
what I meant.
That's
like
how they like do a farewell salute. It's like their salute of like, we are departing. We are the Navy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was really crazy and like sad to see it hitting.
Oh,
and then,
gosh.
Like,
yeah. Two
swinging.
People died.
Yeah. No, insane. And it was like a lot injured. It was like 27 injured or something like that. Yeah. It's
22 injured, 11 critically injured, and 2 dead.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Awful.
Oh. Insane. Insane.
And
insane.
Then it was also really because it was a military vessel.
Yeah.
The security team or like the people to come like rescue them, there was like a big issue where they could not get onto the boat because this is like an international military like boat.
So
the people on the boat had to get the people, and they had to be like passed off the boat. There was a huge big conflict about who was allowed on the boat and who could get on there.
Like, so even if you're nearby and you wanted to help, you just could, you weren't even.
Yeah.
Damn.
There was a lot of mess, but oh God, it was just devastating to see that.
That's really, really sad. You told me you watched Final Destination. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it this week. I actually might watch it tonight.
It is really? Gone. Yeah. It is so incredibly impressive. I don't even know which director they hired for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That director did a great job. They revived what was a dead horror franchise because the past That's three good, have
it,
been
because it right. has been like a hit or miss, or like the recent ones have been like a miss.
They had budget.
Oh,
for
really?
This thing.
Okay, good.
Oh my gosh,
they were trying
right
to bring
out
it back.
Of the gate, the. And it's also, it's not like the best script in the world, but the building blocks of what a good script is
yeah.
in terms of like rising action, learning something from a character, how are we going to fix this? It like...
Because normally it's usually just very like, it's like a slash horror. It's just like kind of boom, boom, boom. There's not really a strong storyline to it. It's just kind of like, let's kill everybody.
And it's funny. It has a sense of humor about it. And the way they are acting, like in terms of reacting to the curse is how... Everybody in the past Final Destinations should have been acting. Like, or
yeah,
they're
okay.
like so aware of that death is after them.
Yeah.
More than just like, it's not gonna happen to me.
Yeah.
Kind of shit.
It's funny that you're saying that because I mean, I've been watching Final Destination for years. To me, it's always been just like kind of like a shitty movies, but I just love the concept of it. So I just
it's
was
a fun
just,
watch.
It's
you know what you're getting into.
It's very like yeah. sodomy. It's just like it's kind of cheesy, but like I love it. I will always be there to watch it when the next one comes out. So
this one,
I'm just so curious.
Best one
so
they've curious. Ever done. I wow. gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Love that. Oh my God, that makes me so
there's
excited.
There's definitely
to watch
some
it.
Stupid things where you're like, why would they do that? Like,
yeah.
there's some, you know.
But it's also like, it's Final Destination. It's okay.
I hope
it's,
they keep them going because yeah. that was really good.
Is there talks for another one?
Watch it's it. Hard. And it's let hard me though. Know, when... Watch it and let me know how we do make the next
yeah.
one.
It's hard though because you, like, you never know if like you want to end it off with a good note or like it did so well. You're like, oh, we have to make another one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What I thought was the coolest thing was the marketing for it yeah. with the big
the
trucks
truck.
With the logs.
That's what I would have done.
It's so
too.
Perfect because whenever we see that, it's just embedded in our brain to think, oh, Final Destination. We all make jokes about when we see that driving on the highway
yeah.
already. So it was just like such a good job. To make that the advertisement for the movie.
But after it, you're like, I'm looking at these lights. It makes you so paranoid after you see it.
Oh,
where
yeah?
you're just like, is everything around me like safe?
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, yeah, I can't
highly
wait
recommend
to watch
it.
I'm going to...
yeah,
I'll,
go
I'll,
see it tonight.
I'll report back. Yeah, no, I'm going to report back. I can't wait.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
But why is it like only under your armpit? It like just does it like it's only here.
Smell, I think it's body odor's most potent like under your armpits, but like you like,
why don't I have the smell under my knee, under my fucking knees?
People still like, for instance, you can still put on deodorant. A guy made a TikTok recently. I can't stand when people like come in and they're like, I biked here. I rode my bike here. We know. we can smell. Like, I mean, like, you, people smell like outside.
Yeah.
Like, after you've been outside, there's still that smell to it. But I think your scent glands or whatever underneath your armpits are...
They just couldn't make it smell any better?
No. I think that's how people naturally smell. That's how humans are meant to smell. And everyone's smelt like that. We just live in a time where our nose are so accustomed to it because we're not familiar with that
it's
scent.
Crazy. And you could, if everyone smelled like that, you would smell it all the time. So I imagine back then how fucking just bad it smelled.
Because you're a fat loser just and you have all, body odor.
Just all the time. I would have the headache I would have all the time of it. Just imagine you smell that.
I think you would just be so used to it. Like you wouldn't even be, you would not even know if everybody smelled like that. It would just be the normal.
The normal, but my
But then you would
God.
Get a whiff of something good and everybody would be like,
you're floating.
You would know if something smelled good.
Damn.
But I think also, like, if you eat clean, you don't have that same nasty kind of body odor.
Mm-hmm.
I've been
because
eating clean.
Who's the famous actor guy that doesn't wear deodorant?
Oh, like, people say Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey says he doesn't wear deodorant.
Right.
I don't believe
that. Is that like a flex that you think he's trying to be like, I'm so hot that I don't even need to, like?
No, I don't believe that. I think he wears deodorant. And, but some people don't, like, smell. He may have never smelled bad. But he didn't smell bad and just not smell bad anymore because he ate good. Eating good does not make you, like, lose your BO. Though, like, I've been eating much better. My BO just doesn't go away.
Some people have genetics to where there's nothing you can do about it. Even if you have all the deodorant. Like, if you have trimethylaminuria, that, like, you smell like fish, like, later in the day. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Do anything about it.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully there's medications. I just know that from the movie Holdovers, and that was in the 60s, but
I saw someone talking about it. I think they were reading like a prompt that someone sent in, how like the girlfriend was complaining that her boyfriend smelled like that, but like she doesn't know what to do and doesn't know like if she should break up with him or because she loves him.
Or should just let him know that he smells? Or wait, no. He smells like that all the time no matter what.
Yeah, like all the time no matter what. And she like didn't...
If it bothers...
I think it like started to become a problem and they didn't know what it was.
Well, then he deserves to be with somebody who doesn't think that as a problem.
He deserves to be killed.
No, I think... Well, it's a bummer
that
it's driving you that upset to where you're having doubts about it. So you either deal with it
or
you feel like he deserves to be with someone who is not annoyed by that.
I'd be like,
it's on a people. I'd find
be
their
skinning where I smell. Like I would just, if back then, if I didn't know what it was, I'd be like skinning it. I'd be like, let me skin this part. Maybe it's the skin.
Get a torch. Let's burn it.
Let's burn Something's the smell gotta, off yeah. and see what it is.
But I will say the only thing, like I used to have a really bad armpit sweating problem.
Oh.
And I could not figure out how to get it to stop. And as soon as I switched to non-antiperspirant, just deodorant, like no antiperspirant.
Okay.
Completely stopped. I literally do not get any sweat stains. I don't, no water moisture.
Oh yeah, you know, because you used to sweat like really bad.
I used to be like where you would have that big drop halfway down my rib cage where it was just wet. I don't get that at all. Like for years now, ever since I made the switch, I'm gone.
Is it like the natural deodorant? Like what deodorant are you using that is anti?
I switched to the one that's the Arm & Hammer. It's that yellow and white.
Wait, is that the one I use?
But it goes like on like
gel. I'm not
gel.
Sure which one you have.
It's not like white.
It's not a gel.
But it's
a stick
white?
One.
It's a stick. It's a roll up stick.
They have like rosemary the scent and also the charcoal scent. Oh, I've been using that for years, but
so I don't sweat at all. Make sure you're doing antiperspirant, non-antiperspirant.
I don't know which one I'm using, but like it's definitely still
sweat.
It
sounds wrong because antiperspirant is to like stop you from sweating.
Yeah.
But I think what it was doing was it was like getting in my pores and clogging up and my body was like, get this out, wet it out. And my body would try to like sweat whatever was clogging me up, like just to get it out.
Makes sense.
But now
people have different pits.
I'm completely fine. It changed my life.
Wow.
I know people.
So if you're struggling with it, try something that is just a deodorant. It like also my dad too. My dad had a really bad sweating problem and I put him onto this a couple years ago when I found out my dad, no sweat at all.
Wow.
I don't know. It could maybe just be like my family that it's like, try it.
Yeah, Patricia and I, we just use the same degree men's spray.
The spray one.
Oh, you used the one that spray deodorant?
Yeah, all the time. Which I love because you can share it and it's not like gross.
Oh no, no. I get the spray one, but I'm surprised
because
you don't use a stick.
It doesn't go on clothes. It doesn't go on clothes.
Oh, because yours is white.
Yeah, I guess. But it's just I've had just positive experiences with it every time. Other sticks and stuff, I don't know. Yeah. It just
I try to avoid like the white deodorants because I hate when it's on my clothes. Because I'll put a shirt on and then you see the lines all across the shirt. Here?
Do you know the technique on how to get it out?
What?
It's the easiest and best thing. You use your own shirt where, like, if this was the deodorant stain right there, you go like this and fold it into itself.
Oh.
And use the material of your own shirt to rub into it. It's gone instantly.
Oh.
So fold your shirt over. So like if you had the mark here, you'd fold over it and go like this.
A little
hack. And it wipes off perfectly every time.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And your shirt smells nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst though when like you double apply with like another deodorant and then a different one in the day. And then like the insides of your pits are like sticky. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they have deodorant at like Equinox at the gym, but it's like a spray one. Uh-huh. It almost looks like fucking hand sanitizer. But I'll be like in a pinch because I didn't bring my deodorant. Yeah, so I'll just like, I'll do that. And then it's just, and then I go home and do the spray and it's just.
But then sometimes though, like if you do like the, like the thick ones, it gets kind of like thick and goopy. I know what you're talking about, where you get like a little, like too
I know
much.
I know people
like,
also get something injected in their armpits to prevent from. But it doesn't sound too
healthy.
People
get Botox.
For, good for you.
Like people that have hyperhidrosis,
yes.
Where their hands are constantly sweating, you can get injections in your hands to like stop the sweating and stuff.
Yeah, but is that like good for you? Is that like getting those injections to stop you from sweating? I feel like that could like cause
your sweat is to help your body regulate, but I think it would be okay if you did it in your hands because you're still sweating in other places.
Yeah.
Like your body can naturally cool itself down with sweat.
I need to shoot it in my ass.
In your what?
In my ass, because I sometimes I'll get swamp ass and I want, it's like, you know, remember you were saying like people would get LASIK and like it hurts
dry eye
hurts so much you just want to die. Sometimes my swamp ass makes me want to die. I just want to die. Like I cannot sit. And I like when I'm somewhere, if I'm out somewhere, we're all saying that, I'm just like, I have to go home and I have to shower.
Dry.
Like I have to shower now. This swamp ass off me. Even when I'm clean, I'll be clean. I put my clothes on and then the swamp ass will start instantly and I can't do anything about it. I have to get back in the shower.
Zane, I think if you still lived in Florida, you wouldn't be here today.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be gone. Long.
Zane's with a girl. I got to go freshen up.
I guess. Like, the faucet?
You should try putting deodorant in your butt.
Yeah, like Mando or something that.
The whole body. As deodorant?
That's more for odor control than it is.
Or you could do like the powder.
Oh, like a little bit of baby powder?
Do some powder. Like
but then the baby powder is all over your underwear and shit. It's like kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, but if you feel bad. For my hikes, when I go hiking, I have disgusting.
Ew.
But yeah, you just kind of
like it. Like sometimes I like back when I had like really really like big thighs, I would like have to put like baby powder on my thighs because like I'd get rashes.
Chafing.
And it would be all over my
my inside, so embarrassing. My legs rubbed raw. I don't have hair right here on my thighs from rubbing.
Oh, you shave it?
No, it shaves itself.
Mine doesn't shave itself.
Well,
should I shave it?
No, the abrasiveness just makes my hair fall
off. Does the hair help with chafing or should I shave it off?
I don't know. Sometimes hair does help with like preventing
it
chafing.
Does, right? Okay, so
it all depends.
It does it to itself. I don't do it. It's just from constantly rubbing that it makes the hair fall out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my personal issues that I have, but that's okay.
Do you have ass hair?
I do. I do.
Do you like it?
I don't dislike it. I don't. It's kind of just there.
Don't laugh, bitch. I know you got hairy ass. I like my ass hair. It keeps me warm.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably causing your swamp, but.
Oh, I thought you said hair was good.
I don't know.
I didn't. Me rubbing makes my hair fall off, like from the constant friction. I don't have hair here.
I think your underwear would be sweatier if you didn't have your ass hair in your situation, because it's able to like hold the moisture.
That's
and
true.
And if it didn't, it would just, you would keep sweating out.
That's true.
And you would feel
try baby powder though.
Yeah. Come up with your own brand of
baby powder.
Something like it. Do a collab.
Baby powder where it's not powdery. It's more of like a gel.
You could sell that.
Yeah.
Because, you know the struggle firsthand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I got it. Yeah, you're right. I will.
I'm supposed to be getting, a lot's happening today. We have the flight later today, but I'm supposed to be getting my new car today, which is technically my old car that's coming in.
G-Wagon.
Yes. So I sold my one that I had, because I was like, I don't need it. It was expensive. My insurance was insane. I was like, let me just get rid of it, pocket some of the money that I had, that I had paid for it, whatever. And I was like, let me just get a little bit of money back. And I bought an old one. So I bought a 2005.
Oh.
But it only has 20,000 miles on it. So
20,000 miles on it? 2005?
Yes. Right. Less miles.
Sorry,
than the
I couldn't believe that
one.
Price too.
Was it like an old granny who never drove it?
It was. Oh. So they said that it was this old lady that came in. She just had a garage, barely used it, and she turned it in at the dealership. And I had been looking to make this switch. I was like, I didn't really need the newer version. I was like, I'm fine with the older G-Wagon. I liked the look. I liked the kind of vintage feel of it. And I'd been looking for one for a while, so I saw this one pop up for sale. There was no pictures of it, nothing. They just showed the listing. And I called them up. I was like, hey, I just saw that you had posted this. And they're like, yeah, we just got it in on a trade in. I was like, can I buy that? And they're like, well, we haven't like taken any pictures. It's not clean. We haven't done anything. I was like, I know, but I just know that I want it.
So I need to see it.
They were
now.
Like, yeah, of course. So they sent me like this little walk around video. I was like, perfect. I love it. Let's do it. And they're like, okay, awesome. So that day I had taken my car to another dealership to like trade in mine.
You didn't look at it first?
No, I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm surprised that you would do that without looking at
and
it.
And they're delivering it today?
It's supposed to be delivered today.
Oh my.
So I'm really excited.
It's like the house even seen. There's something on that guy.
I know.
It's just a piece missing.
You're like, wait, what? They go, this is what you want.
Yeah, we sent you the video.
We sent you a video. It was right there.
20,000 miles.
But no, it looks great. I know what it's going to be, and I'm super excited.
It's a mini car, but they just...
It's the kids G-Wagon.
They're going out like this.
Yeah. He's going in like, oh yeah, this is the interior, all of that. Looks good. Sir, this is what you bought.
They just had it in the middle of a field. They had just no idea. It's tall grass.
Well, damn, you're going to get this car, and then you're leaving tonight.
I know.
Hopefully it all arrives on time.
Or if you want to drop it off at my house so I can like test drive it, if you need me to like make sure it works.
If I am going to be gone, I might have them drop it off here if you want.
Just drop it off here?
Yeah.
I want a little getaway car for a day or two, little
beep beep.
You know, in the state of New Hampshire, you don't need car insurance?
Really?
Really?
It's not required to have car insurance.
So when
in New
when
Hampshire
you,
and I think in another
so
state.
So when you get into a car accident,
well,
what do you do?
But that's the risk. Like, you should have car insurance, but it's not.
But you're just not required.
Yeah.
You know why? Because there's probably one car accident that happens like a year. So they're just like, you don't need it.
And I think there's like, is there antique car insurance too?
Yes, there
where
is.
It's not your normal insurance, but is it a cheaper form because it's an antique car?
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking into right now because for Big Red, my insurance is so much money every single month that I'm like, I could have bought another car at this point with how much I've paid.
Yeah, right.
So
it's like a whole
other
payment.
It makes no sense. Like, I would have, I'm looking into doing like the antique play or like collector's type.
What makes it an antique? How many years? It
has to be 25 years, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
And mine's in 1999. So I like, I'm there.
That's crazy that a 2000 car is about to be considered an antique. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think 25 years, I believe.
They ain't gonna look antique. These cars
look brand new right
now.
They're
not gonna look antique. I'm so about this no license or no insurance, no car insurance. And I do. If you if they came up with a law where you didn't have to have car insurance, like here, do you think people would drive more carefully?
No.
Because they're like, I don't think insurance now
would be more affordable. So they were like, well, fuck, if no one's buying insurance, we have to make it like more affordable because it's something that you want to have insurance just in case for an accident.
Yeah.
And I think it's required. They're able to charge you a lot because that's the requirement. Otherwise, you have to pay.
Yeah.
Well, if it would, I think it would lower it.
What I think is crazy is I also just got in the mail to renew my car registration.
Yes.
Is yours absolutely insane?
It's like a like 500, 600 bucks.
It's so expensive.
Hasn't it always been like that though?
It's based on your the price of your car, which is very weird.
They also haven't sent my fucking stickers. Where are my stickers?
What am I registering for?
That the vehicle is registered in the state of California. Like
for what? I pay insurance. I already bought the car.
And you have a license plate.
What am I...
Oh, yeah. What is that?
What am I renewing? It's just...
It's money that goes to the Department of Transportation. They need money.
Oh, to build like highways and shit?
No, it's for management
to pay people at the DMV.
Well, that's what they say.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Because my brother, I was like, hey, how much is your registration over there?
Okay.
$5.
Yeah, but like I think they're able to like... You're in the system as a registered car. Out there, like they need to have the database of all the cars out there. Also, for like
you put it in, baby, it's not gonna fall out the register. It ain't gonna slip out the computer. You know what I mean? Renew it.
So this is $5. What is it out here?
His is $500.
$500, and your brother's $500
for my G Wagon that I just got rid of, $2,500.
You know what?
I was like, no, get rid of the car. I don't need this.
Well, you got to think about it on their end because they're gonna make money as however way they need to. You just bought a G Wagon. They'll be like $2,500.
It's crazy.
Just give them a price. They're like, what price should we come up with? And this also, $2,500.
I have like married man brain now, like completely switched, and I'm like. Do not need these expenses.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not
trim
that I like
up.
Was like, obviously, like I was younger, I was silly. Like I like cars, it's my passion. But I was like, okay, do not need this. Clearly do not need this. I'm also selling the NSX.
Yeah.
So, you know, just.
Trim some fat.
Trying to be.
Oh, that sounds like a sad life. I can't have kids. I want to buy what I want. You know what I mean? I cannot think about these damn kids. Fuck them kids and fuck you.
Too. Mm. I know. Sometimes I will see like leases for like Honda Civics and I go, not bad. Like, yeah. I'm like, I go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Driving around this nice vehicle. I need to be saving some money, but all respect, I know cars.
That's why I went from when I had the Urus, I was like, I don't need this stupid fucking car. I've been driving a Tesla for the past 5 years. I love it. I get to park in my garage. I charge it every fucking day. I haven't been in a gas station in God knows how long, and I fucking love it.
I love stopping it. Like, I get excited when I'm like, ooh, I got it, time to get gas.
Because
I go in and I get like a little candy bar. I'm like, I'll do a scratcher.
No, I get that.
I just like to clean my car when I get gas. Or like,
get
rid of all the trash.
Yeah. That's a great.
Just get rid of the trash because there's a trash can right there and you got time to kill. I just throw trash out.
I just like the ambiance. I like the smell.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
The smell of gas is amazing.
Have you gone to a gas station in Jersey?
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th.
Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They fill it up for you, correct?
It's weird.
Yeah.
You do not pump your own gas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like, what? It helps keep gas pump employees employed?
Keeps them employed. Also, I guess safety just in case. Like, you know.
People are being stupid these days with fucking smoking or their light know. Or
filler
fires.
Up.
Also, it's kind of like the... It's a nice thing. You don't got to get out of your car. It's cold. Mm-hmm. You're like, through the window.
There you go.
With your fur coat.
Do they sell, or do, wait, but how do you pay for it? Is it now with just like an Apple Pay thing? You go,
you give
boom.
Give them the card.
You give them a card, and then you have to tell them your
you
zip code.
Bucks.
And then you tell them your zip code?
For some reason, every time I do it, I've never had to like verify anything. Maybe. I don't know if it's because it's over there.
Yeah.
But I'll just be like 50 on
okay.
whatever.
50 regular. You grab your card.
I just wish every gas station was like just the same. I always feel like I'm having to figure out something new. I'm like, okay, is it, do I have to put in the card? Can I just app tap it?
How much is gas? I mean, I don't know anymore. How much is gas now these days?
Five and change.
But it was pretty good the past 2 weeks. It was like in the fours.
No. I'm sorry. Not per, like, what are you spending?
Well, it depends on the car. So like.
About $110.
Yeah.
It's always been like that, around that, right?
But it depends on how many gallons your car has.
And I rarely drive. Yeah. I now am about to hit 20,000 miles on my car, and I've had it for 5 years.
Pretty crazy. That's a good thing about living here. Like, you're saving a lot of...
We don't have to commute.
Our commute is a lot shorter. Like, we're in traffic for... Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm in traffic for like 30, 45 minutes to like come back and forth, but I'm only going like 4 miles. So I'm not putting a lot of miles on my car, but like...
Yeah.
Runtime on the engine is higher.
Yes.
Like hours, but
yeah.
All of my cars I barely put any miles on too.
Yeah. Like I'm charging my Tesla like once every week and a half, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. which is crazy.
Like I drive every day, but it's only like a couple miles.
I would like an electric car.
You should.
But I love Land Rovers and Defenders. It's my favorite car. The moment they make an electric version I will be first in line.
They're
going to
make an electric
it.
Version of every single car that's out right now. They will.
Yeah.
They have the new electric G-Wagon. So you got like the look of like the off-roady.
But I'm just
electric.
A Land Rover man.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But it's so funny when I was like in the fifth grade, I'm like, I hate Hummers. They're gas guzzlers.
Yeah.
The environment. Like, I was so anti those big cars. Now I'm like, I have it. Or the Grenadiers.
The Ineos Grenadier.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I would like it that much. I got to go. I still like my Defender interior, but when I see, it looks like a fucking pilot.
I'm so happy. They went all in on buttons and switches. Like, instead of being everything on, like, a touchscreen, everything is a switch.
I hate it.
I love that.
I hate, like, that everything is on a fucking screen.
You got to open up three different windows on a Tesla.
I would love
to AC.
Switch like, from my Tesla to another electric car.
You should.
I want to. I just, like...
There's too many Teslas on the road.
Too many
it's
Teslas
not
on the road.
Original.
And I just want more of, like
you can have
masculine. Nothing and...
I want something masculine,
yes.
but electric.
It's just too modern. Like
the
we
new
skipped
Hummer,
over, yeah.
The Hummer new EV? Hummer is out of this world. I loved that truck.
Still
it's
too wide.
I can't.
When we were going down the PCH in it, I mean, it was fun to drive. I thought I was going to hit something at every.
I cannot drive a wide car. It's too much.
You should like the Rivians are great.
It feels like a bus.
You know, I don't want a Rivian.
I just don't like the headlights.
It's too, again, that's too big. I just don't want a Rivian.
And I feel like there's going to be Rivians everywhere.
The Porsche Macan is really
I need a Urus. I need like...
The Macan.
I want it between a sedan and like a fucking Escalade. Like it needs to be somewhere in between there.
Have you seen the Honda Prologues? They look like little Evokes, but
that's the one where the Honda on the back is in a different font.
Yes.
That's the one I was trying to think of like a couple months ago.
They're cute. I like them.
Honestly, the new Prius...
Don't.
Looks really good.
Oh, is the body a whole different shape?
New Prius.
I used to make fun of Priuses all the time.
It's hot, dude.
I'm still too tall. I need something big.
Yeah. Matt, I hated you in that fucking
Evoke.
It was
the first time I had money. But Matt, you would get out of the car and
it was literally halfway to your body when you got out of that car. It was like a circus clown car for you.
I can't fit in a Tesla Model 3. I can't fit in those. Those are way too small.
Too small.
Let me take you car shopping.
Bitch, you've already taken me car shopping. Every time we got me a car for me, I gave it away a year later. I don't know. You got
what
me.
What are you talking you me, about?
I got it for a good price, but
I don't know.
There's some. I just never stuck with it. The Tesla was the first time I stuck with it.
That's because you're lazy.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, you liked the Tesla because it was. You plug it in when you get home.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I know. And I save a lot of money. You got me a broken down car, boo.
I did not get you a broken down car.
Also,
Zane bought
a
Tesla.
A lemon.
Zane bought a Tesla 8 years ago, had it for 2 days, and got rid of it for the red Range Rover. And that was on him.
I remember.
Because
I hated that Tesla. That metal gray with the red.
I hated it.
I remember pulling up in the driveway. I was like, ooh, they got a Tesla. Never once got to sit in it.
I gave it away 2 days later. I gave it back. I was like, I can't do it. I just did not like that model. I hated that model. We all make mistakes.
Y'all, my Wi-Fi is still out.
Oof.
It's still out from that accident?
From that accident.
It's been a week.
And guess, I went down. I did my own little manhunt because I know the guy's license plate that hit that thing.
Oh, so what are you going to show up and
I have Googled every nook and cranny of the internet to find this guy.
Yeah.
Because the license plate, I don't even know if I want to say it, but it's something where it's like, this is somebody. You think
it was like a...
It's like a nickname. It's like almost like an Instagram handle kind of vibe.
I looked
at accident pictures and I can see him and his girlfriend in the pictures and I'm zooming in on them and I was trying to do like the backdoor searching of like, can you look up the owner of a car based on the license plate, but the state of California doesn't do it because I just want to send a message to him that is like, fuck you for my internet being out for this long. I have to fucking hotspot my fucking TV every time I have to watch something. Guys, once again, this is not the end of the world, but it's just annoying. It's been more than a week now. And the internet company, I don't want an $11 credit. I want 3 months at least for free.
Exactly.
And I just want to be like, screw you. You should have been arrested. You should have been paying attention. You could have killed somebody. And my Wi-Fi's been out. You bastard.
Yeah. You think they're hiding their identity because they're of stature.
Based on my own internet research, that's why I can't find them.
Yeah.
I know what the guy looks like, and he looks like a DJ or a streamer.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh,
I also thought he was like a FaZe Clan member. I was going down FaZe. I was going down FaZe Clan's roster just trying to match any of the guys because
what
of this
of
license plate. A Mercedes, a white Mercedes, brand new. And I've been trying to like...
S-Class? Was it like a
the back had none of the model numbers on it, but on the front... sides of the car, it has this like swoosh with like something that says the kind of, it's not that red and blue thing that some Mercedes have. It's not that.
That you're thinking of BMW M.
Oh,
like the M series.
Sorry. BMW, yeah.
So you're...
I'll send you the pictures to see if you can identify this kind of car.
Send me the pictures. I'll help you get
I want
to
say his
it.
License plate because it is out there. You can see it
say
in the
it,
pictures. Ghost 4. Ghost
G
Roman numeral
and he ghosted his own ass.
Roman
man. He's
numeral
fucking,
IV,
he's hiding.
And it's not the lead singer of the band called Ghost. Okay,
because I already checked.
Because they were performing in Belgium or something the night of the accident. But
what if it was a stolen car?
Ghost 4.
I did think that, but I wasn't getting thief vibes from this couple.
And you can't like look it up. Like all you know with this situation is that somebody was driving the car and they went over and crashed. That's it.
I heard from
there's
somebody,
a police report.
I heard from someone at one of the shops whose Wi-Fi has been out that he heard that him and the girl were like messing around and making out and they were going 120 miles down and got distracted and ran into the side of the
Golden
Goose.
And
they both survived. They were to walk away and not get arrested because they were out of the vehicle and there was no proof really that they were driving it, nor there were proof that they were speeding.
Did they flee the scene?
No, they were in the photographs. The cops are there and they're like standing around.
Oh, so how do you know that they're going 120 miles then? 120. Like, how would they know that if there's no proof?
Great question, Zane. Great question. I wish
is
I had the
Is it because of the way it was flipped? Like
you had
like,
to have been going 120 miles an hour to land up like that on this side.
Doesn't every intersection like that have a camera? They don't use it unless they need to for moments like this?
Great question. Right? Great question.
I always see a lot of cameras on intersections, but they're not taking pictures, though. It might just be a steady recording. Because there's some that you'll drive through and you'll see it like flashes pictures. And then some, you'll just like look at it and I'm like, I think those are dud cameras. I think they're like just.
I bet there's also ongoing investigation. I even posted like in the Ring app, was like, does anyone know about this? Why hasn't the internet been fixed?
Maybe he has family that's high up and he's trying to scrub it.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, just like just trying to kind of sweep it under the rug. Let's clear this mess out. And he's like, fix the fucking Wi-Fi quick.
I could see it.
They ain't fixing it.
Send me because now I'm invested and I want to help find this car.
Yeah, 100%. I'm invested too.
Let me see it.
Yep. I will
send it. Yeah, that car went through the ringer after a makeout sesh. It's kind of hot. It's kinky.
Ghost 4.
They'll never forget about that moment. Every time they make out, they're going to remember the moment Matt's face, where they crashed, fucked up everyone's Wi-Fi.
I hope every time that they make love, they think about Matt sitting there.
Call that a hot spot. Am I right?
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're able to walk and everything.
But who didn't make it was your Wi-Fi.
But you could have killed someone.
Yeah.
And my Wi-Fi is out.
Yeah.
And I want you to know I'm upset.
Hey.
And just so convenient that you were to ghost yourself after.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to another one. As always, thanks for watching. We love you so much. If you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. We post a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. You get early access to all these episodes, too. You're going to get them a few days early and ad-free again. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
We also keep these cameras rolling for our unwinds that we film every week. We keep it rolling for an extra 15 to 30, 40 minutes to 15 to 30 minutes. We also leave these cameras rolling. We call that the unwind, where it's an extended version of every episode. If you guys want to check it out, it's all for $5 a month. We upload these podcasts every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second. Love you.
Toodles.
Love you.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.